I'll move on to 24 Director Rupert.
Good morning, Commissioners. I've got a short director's report this morning. We have as part of the development of the RTC's Equity Action Plan funded by Caltrans Planning Grant, the RTC hired the Justice Collective to conduct equity-focused interviews and trainings with RTC board members, staff, advisory committee members, and stakeholders. The goal of these trainings is to engage local transportation leaders to advance equity and build equity into the RTC's culture, values, and daily operations, as well as provide an equity-centered approach to guide the work that RTC does internally as well as externally. Jenna Ortiz from the Justice Collective is reaching out to several commissioners and staff for interviews. If you hear from Jenna, please set up a time to share your perspectives. Trainings with RTC board members split into two groups will take place the morning of April 17th in lieu of the policy workshop that we had planned. So although we plan to cancel the policy workshop, please hold that time in your calendars for this important training. I have an update on Highway 1 construction. The work on Highway 1 auxiliary lanes and bus on shoulder project between the Bay Avenue, Porter Street, and State Park Drive interchanges continues to move along. The next stage of construction will require the northbound Highway 1 Park Avenue off-ramp to close on April 7th, and that's weather permitting. The ramp closure is expected to last approximately 4 months. Signs with detour information will be in place to direct drivers, but we encourage drivers to seek alternate routes if possible. The public can stay up to date on current Highway 1 construction activities and timelines on the RTC website, and we have the local Caltrans construction team here today to present on item 28 on the regular agenda. So if you have any further questions, they're available to answer them. We have a survey by the Association of Monterey Bay Area Governments, or AMBAG, who is the Metropolitan Planning Organization for the Monterey Bay region. They are currently preparing their Metropolitan Transportation Plan Sustainable Communities Strategy, a long-range transportation plan for the Monterey Bay region to ensure the region is eligible for transportation funding. This plan is updated every 4 years and identifies regional transportation needs, investment priorities to meet those needs, and local, regional, state, and federal transportation funding the Monterey Bay region expects to receive for these investments. AMBAG will be holding public meetings throughout the region to inform community members on the development of the plan and to receive input on our transportation needs over the next 25 years. There will be a virtual meeting tonight and an in-person meeting in Watsonville on April 10th. Additionally, AMBAG has released a survey for input on transportation, land use, housing, and greenhouse gas reduction strategies to be included in the plan. We need your help to inform the development of the long-range vision for transportation in the region. More information on the public meetings and survey can be found on the RTC's homepage. We have some vacancies on our advisory committees. So we have applications are currently being accepted for open positions on the Bicycle Advisory Committee. We have several open positions for representatives from across the county. Public participation is a critical part of our transportation planning process, and we encourage community members to apply to serve on this committee to help us build a vibrant, sustainable, and equitable transportation system in our region. Applications are being accepted until the positions are filled, and you could find the application materials on our website. We have an unmet needs survey that is out. There is still time to provide input on the unmet transit needs in Santa Cruz County. Each year, a list of unmet paratransit and transit needs is drafted by the RTC's Elderly and Disabled Transportation Advisory Committee and is reviewed and adopted by the RTC. Community members can review the draft 2025 list of unmet paratransit and transit needs and provide input through an online survey until April 13th. And these materials can be found on the homepage of our website. And lastly, please join me in welcoming Amin Abu Amara, who has joined the RTC as our new Director of Capital Projects. His first day was Tuesday, and he brings a wealth of experience in engineering, transportation planning, programming, project management, and have worked extensively in both the public and private sectors. His background is in delivery of capital projects along the state highway system and navigating the Caltrans delivery process. His expertise will be instrumental in advancing our capital projects and supporting our continued efforts to deliver sustainable and equitable transportation improvements throughout the region. So please join me in welcoming Amin to our team.
Thank you.
Very glad to be here and looking forward to work with Sarah and my team and all of you. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Any commissioner comments or questions?